All right, we have some updates here from California, Gavin Newsom and Donald Trump as this ongoing escalation continues with Donald Trump essentially stepping all over states' rights, the party of small government believing that Donald Trump should use the National Guard, go around Gavin Newsom and, quote, get California under control. And just this morning, Donald Trump essentially suggesting that he's okay with arresting Gavin Newsom. When he was walking on the White House lawn, somebody asked him a question. I'm going to show you that video. It is absolutely insane. I'm going to show you Gavin Newsom's response. And also, some of the response from MAGA here is absolutely absurd. Again, as we drift toward authoritarianism, Donald Trump really flexes the power of the executive branch in ways that are largely untested. We're moving into some very scary times, and it's scary to see the response from some of these individuals who claim to, you know, care about states' rights, or individuals who tend to be very, you know, pro-2A, because if the tyrannical government ever comes, they need to protect themselves. And it's like, okay, well, it seems like the tyrannical government is here now. Right. So before we get into this, though, I do want to show you, backing up a little bit, some of the general response, not just directly to Gavin Newsom, but what's going on in California from Trump supporters. This is a really great video made by Good Trouble responding to one of these individuals. And I wanted to show it to you because it perfectly outlines how ridiculous some of these arguments are. Really quickly, my name's Chris Maurer. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I appreciate all the support so much. On this channel, I say it every single time, we're trying to uplift Gen Z voices, build something to punch back against MAGA, especially as we move toward the midterms. And so if that's something you want to be a part of, if you want to join this growing community, all you have to do is click subscribe down below. I hope you're having a great start to your week. All right, let's play this video. I want you to take a listen.
I'm glad to see President Donald John Trump finally call in the National Guard to deal with the mess in a state somewhere where the liberal mob is rioting and is out of control. And here's a message I would have for the liberal mob. If they continue to do that in other states, then Donald Trump is going to call in your local National Guard to deal with you.
Nightmare, Yosemite Sam is right about the dangerous government overreach precedent being set here, not whatever the fuck he thinks he's talking about. I need you people to lock the fuck in for a second. I'm talking to you. Don't tread on me flag wavers here. What he's saying is right. Donald Trump is going to send in the National Guard into every state where there is a protest. And I want you to think about what other countries do that. What other countries look like that? Threshold for military intervention in LA is not even close to being met. And yet, Donald Trump is doing just that. Every time there is a protest somewhere else, the threshold is going to be lower and lower and lower until any time there's a protest, Donald Trump is going to send in the military to disrupt a protest. And what kind of government does that, you think? You've got your wires so crossed that you can't even clock the fact that you are cheering on as the federal government does its level best to remove one of the foundational, most bedrock rights we have as American citizens in this country, which is to peaceably assemble and protest and exercise our First Amendment right. What the fuck are you watching?
Yeah, I think that's very well said. And again, as the party of, you know, small government, the supposed party of small government moves toward this idea that we should be, you know, federalizing the National Guard, sending them in, when obviously, as Good Trouble perfectly said, the threshold there has not been met. And it's clearly being used as a sort of spectacle, a political spectacle, a way to send a message to try to stomp on dissent. I talked about that in one of my videos yesterday. But also it's being used partially as a tool to distract, right? As we see like Elon Musk and Donald Trump have this giant, you know, fallout essentially. And it's very clear that this administration through 140 some odd days has achieved literally nothing. They've signed less legislation than any administration through seven decades, 70 years. They've achieved almost nothing. Doge completely fell apart. Elon Musk is saying your big, beautiful bill explodes the deficit. And Donald Trump wants to act like it doesn't. And so he's using this moment, as my camera becomes unfocused, he's using this moment to try to distract. And so there's a couple of layers here. Let me back up to what we saw happen today. Gavin Newsom tweeting this. The president of the United States just called for the arrest of a sitting governor. This is a day I hoped I would never see in America. I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. This is a line we cannot cross as a nation. This is an unmistakable step toward authoritarianism. And let me show you what he's referring to, Donald Trump on the White House lawn.
Tom Holman, to come and arrest him. Should he do it?
I wish I was Tom. I think it's great. Gavin likes the publicity, but I think he's done a terrible job. Look, I like Gavin Newsom. He's a nice guy, but he's grossly incompetent. Everybody knows. All you have to do is look at the little railroad he's building. It's about 100 times over budget. We're putting a flagpole over there. Under budget. I always do under budget.
What does your intel tell you about these people causing all the problems in LA?
Are they
people ISIS trying to deport, or are they professional agitators?
The people that are causing the problem are professional agitators. They're insurrectionists. They're bad people. They should be in jail. Thank you.
So if you heard at the beginning there, somebody asking him about, you know, Tom Homan arresting Gavin Newsom and Trump saying, you know, basically, I would like to see it. Why not? I know Gavin would like it politically, but I'd like to see it, or something along those lines, which is, again, just someday you wake up every single morning and you look at stuff like this and it's still unbelievable that this guy runs. He's the leader of the free world, essentially. Especially with comments like this, that regardless of the fact that MAGA will say it's a joke or these things, it's you know, this isn't a children's playground. This isn't dinner with your aunt or uncle where you're just like throwing around random stuff. Your words are very important as the president of the United States. And I can't believe that Donald Trump, well, I guess I can believe that Donald Trump would say something like that. But, you know, I just in so many ways can't believe that this is where we are at in the country right now. And I think it's really important to use your voice and fight against this. I think Gavin Newsom's words here about Trump saying this were beautifully said. Beautifully said. Now, lastly, I want to look at some of these replies from MAGA. You know, replying to Gavin Newsom here, you have earned it and you challenged him too. You are the one who crossed the line. Okay, so big MAGA person right here calling for Gavin Newsom to be arrested. Quote, this is 53 minutes ago, quote, he seems to think that just because he is a governor, he's above the law. Asinine? That is, I mean, the hypocrisy there. Really just smacks you across the face when we're talking about being above the law in the same context as Donald Trump and his administration. But okay, gonna scroll down here a little bit. Got some bad words or some not so nice words for Gavin Newsom from MAGA here. Newsom needs to be careful if the president of the United States asks the American citizens who wants Newsom sent to Gitmo to rise up and demand he be sent to Gitmo. Close to 100 million Americans would shut this nation down until he was packed up and shipped out. Okay, so we have this random individual here calling for Gavin Newsom to be sent to Gitmo. Governors can go to jail, and then talking about, quote, illegals. You are so above being held accountable. Try doing your job for a challenge. Gavin Newsom is doing his job. And again, you look at, as I talked about last night in my video, the size of California, just purely how many law enforcement officials they have, how many tools they have available to them to quell some of the unrest, some of the things that get out of hand. And we're not even close to the point of Donald Trump or the federal government needing to be involved. Gavin Newsom is very capable, and the mayor of Los Angeles, very capable, and have the resources to get this under control. And they have. So just insane stuff today. Insane stuff from MAGA. Look, that's going to be it for me. We will try to continue to update you as frequently as we can on this channel. Again, if you want to be part of this growing kind of Gen Z coalition here on the Adam Mockler channel, all you have to do is hit like and subscribe down below. My name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler. And once again, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I appreciate you watching so much. Please have a great rest of your week, and I will see you in the next video.